Welcome to OnlyStands. I don't like that. Welcome. What's the tone I'm having here? Welcome to OnlyStands. Sexy. Welcome to OnlyStands.
Ooh.
A brand new music podcast hosted by two dedicated stans who have just been in the know since they were in the womb. We live deep in the anals of stan culture.
Tell me more about
new episodes. New episodes every Tuesday coming at you wherever you listen to podcasts. And follow us on Instagram/Twitter at OnlySandsPod. We're trying to get the shit off the ground. Okay. I'm Taylor. I'm Taylor. I'm a Cancer. I lost my sexy voice for a second. I'm Taylor. I'm a Cancer. I'm a Beyonce. And I'm a music journalist in Los Angeles.
I'm Ryan. There's absolutely no way I can take you seriously with your sex.
I feel like I'm on like 102.1, like magic. The midnight hour.
That's for the Houstonians out there. Clock that reference. I'm Ryan. I am a singer/songwriter/rapper/actor/activist/entrepreneur/fashion designer and admiral of the Navy. Wow. I don't have a job. I just...
so versatile.
/ corporate slave.
Aren't we all?
I'm blocked by Sierra, Keisha Cole, Selena Gomez, and I think Lady Gaga at one point, but she like might have unblocked me somehow, so we're not really sure about that one.
I wish I was blocked, but everyone just loves me too much. I wish I was blocked by someone.
What a terrible problem to have.
Should I start offending people? Do you remember what you said to get Selena Gomez to block you?
I know I said something about... No, I don't. I it was definitely something about her using B-sides from Rihanna for her album with Come and Get It.
I mean, not wrong.
I mean, but that's just accurate. That's just fact.
Yeah, it obviously hit a sore spot.
Like, Come and Get It definitely was something that, like, didn't make Unapologetic for a reason.
I actually like Come and Get It.
Oh. I mean, it's a cute song. She's a cute girl. She makes cute songs, but...
She's beautiful gowns.
Well, on that note, why are we starting a podcast?
You should say that. You should say...
You know, there's just been a void in the podcast community for two homosexuals who know what the fuck they're talking about and actually have taste. So we just are here to give you a little taste of our taste, and
we're here to fill your voids.
Fill in voids since 95.
Ew, wow. I'm 92. So,
well, awkward. I'm young and sprightly, and I'm young. That's why I'm in the know.
I can play a range.
This podcast is just us talking about shit that we enjoy, which is pop music, pop culture, general fuckery, giving you some industry insider insight.
When we can, yes, yes.
I don't have any of that, but I do like to talk shit, so that's what I'm here for.
I love speculating.
Yeah, I love speculating as if it's fact.
Yeah.
Because all of my opinions will only be presented as facts. So let's go right into it. And we're going to talk about some headlines, some top stories of the week.
What's the tea?
First up, one Demetria Devon Lovato, also known as Demi, for those of you out of the loop, is making a comeback. Goodbye, heroin. Hello, Grammys.
And the Super Bowl.
And the Super Bowl. Now that, yeah. I think that's a little bit more exciting to me.
The national anthem.
That's a big deal, right?
Like, yeah.
Who sang the national anthem at the Super Bowl before? Whitney Houston.
Obviously.
Christina Aguilera, I think, like probably for 12 years in a row.
Who did it last year?
She started 1 year and it finished 12 years later.
Yeah, actually, I remember It was not good.
Isn't that when she had the like tanning spray run down her leg and people thought she like pissed herself?
Oh my god. I did not know that.
Was that at the Super Bowl?
I don't know, but send me this video that you're talking about.
But anyways, Demi, good for her, right?
I'm really hyped. I'm ready for a comeback. I was there at the party that Demi... Oh, no, I wasn't. But she does live down... She lives less than a mile away from me, so I feel like we're neighbors. And when she overdosed, I was really sad. I love Demi. I'm a big Demi stan. She's my messy fave. And see, I hope the music's good.
Because I've loved her for a long time. But I feel like we kind of have like a little love-hate going on. Like, like she doesn't know me at all and I both love and hate her. But but I think it's just like kind of hard to play the yo-yo with her all the time. So I'm just hoping that she's healthy. Hoping that she's... I really do want the best for her because, you know, I've been bopping to... What's that song with when she's like, "Who says I can't wear my sneakers on the red carpet?" Baby. Yeah, see, I've loved
that part. Didn't you forget? Remember I love Demi. December. Also, for context here, because I don't think we really explained what's going on. Demi Lovato, teenage pop star turned adult pop star. 2018 had
I'd say star, but yeah.
She is. She was on Will and Grace, okay? What? She in 2018, she had an overdose in her home after releasing a song called Sober where she talked about how she broke her sobriety and she's been dealing with drug issues her entire famous life, like since she's been in the spotlight. And yeah, she's messy. She's known for being messy. She doesn't know when to stop talking sometimes.
She's gonna beat that bitch's ass.
Yeah, iconic moment from her documentary. But she now has... She went to rehab. She's been sober, hopefully. She has a new agent with Scooter Braun, who also manages like Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber. So hopefully he's gonna do something for her career. Is she with Scooter now? Yeah. Which is how definitely how it's she landed the Grammys and the Super Bowl. But I'm worried Scooter Braun's gonna like ruin her. I'm wondering how, because Scooter, I don't know, it's hard to tell how much he actually cares about the people that he's managing, and I think she is very fragile, and I'm nervous.
Scooter thing is interesting to me because his roster has got to be pretty big now. Like,
yeah,
I mean, he started with Justin Bieber, now Ariana Grande
and Asher Roth.
Wow, I haven't heard that name on.
I just watched one of those like YouTube things where they were like, "What happened to Asher Roth?" And I was like, "He did that I Love College," and he was the first person that Scooter Braun signed, and then Justin Bieber was the second when Justin was like 13.
Wow, and I mean that was clearly a great decision, but I don't know if that means he can make great decisions for everyone.
Oh yeah, I mean Scooter Braun's also a mess. Scooter Braun's also the Taylor Swift.
Oh, the one who owns her masters now?
Yeah.
And that's a whole nother mess.
Yeah, so he's like, I don't know, this is an industry for him. Like, he's making millions of dollars, and his goal is to make more money. And with Demi being in, like, such a fragile state, I'm just worried.
Well, the thing about Demi, too, also, is that she has never been as known for her music as her personal life, I feel like. So, I'm just, like, really... I would really like to see her make the focus her music.
Yeah.
So if she's coming in with that mentality, which I'm sure she is, then I support it. It's just...
I just want her to stay clean.
Yeah. And I am a Demi fan. Don't get me wrong. I do enjoy Demi's music. I think Daddy Issues was number 4 on my Spotify Decade Wrapped, which is really embarrassing and probably the worst thing I'll say out loud. But
look at you.
That's an excellent song. And she makes excellent music when she tries.
Yeah, this last album was really good, I thought. Did you know that she was supposed to sing The Middle?
Yeah, she was one of the, like, 12 bitches who recorded it.
But, okay, so, a lot of pop stars, like, sent it in and tried to do it. Allegedly.
Because it was also, like, Tuvlo, Anne Marie.
Yeah, Charlie XCX did one.
Charlie XCX.
Imagine
Camila fucking Cabello singing. Ugh.
But Demi allegedly got the song, and it was going to be her on it. And then, but Zed wanted it to be the lead single, and she already had Sorry Not Sorry. Mm. And then I think she, like, for some reason, Jay-Z listened to it, and Jay-Z was like, you should do Sorry Not Sorry as your lead single. So she was like, okay. So she didn't do the middle and did Sorry Not Sorry instead. And the middle was massive. I did read that,
yeah. But I think Sorry Not Sorry is technically her biggest hit as well. So I don't know if that was a wrong decision.
It is.
Sorry Not Sorry definitely was top 10.
Yeah, I think it was like 5 or 6.
And I think, yeah, it was number 6. And I mean, it did fine, but maybe it wasn't as omnipresent as the middle was.
Yeah.
During its day. But that, I mean, song it wasn't was the wrong choice.
Yeah, all right. It's fine.
Well, next on our list, we have the case of Roddy Ricch versus White America, aka Roddy Ricch, up and coming SoundCloud rapper. Do we still call him that? TikTok rapper? What do we call him now?
TikTok, yeah.
Some young man who is single-handedly destroying the music industry by blocking Justin Bieber from going number one, and now Selena Gomez as well with her album, with The Box, which is a good song. His album came out, I think, beginning of December, but I think just based on the strength of the single alone, it's going to number one this week over Selena Gomez.
Wow. That's crazy.
Which is, like,
flawed.
Incredibly impressive. For
this was a little flawed. That's, like, for an album to go number one because of one song's streaming sales, that's pretty insane.
I think it's staying at number one because of that.
Wow. Well.
Which is, like, I mean, power to him, honestly.
Yeah. He's the little Nas X of 2020.
Oh, don't joke about that. But
but in this, I'm just meaning the same way as, like, because Old Town Road defeated so many evils. Two Taylor Swift songs, that Justin That's Bieber true. Ed Sheeran song, that
two Taylor
I don't
Swift
care.
Songs, I think.
Yeah,
I
it was me and You Need to Calm Down, He Blocked. And the Ed Sheeran song. He just, like, knocked them all back. And that's what I like that Roddy Ricch. At least he blocked Yummy, you know. I don't know if he's going to be number one for however long, but he blocked Yummy.
Well, I think Yummy is already supposed to drop next week, so he's comfy
As
up there.
As it deserves. That song is trash.
I really wanted to go in liking it, and I was like, oh, this is fine. And then I listened to it again, and I was like, it was the opposite of a grower, a shrinker.
Yeah.
Because it got worse each time I listened to it.
Yeah, it's destined to be played in the background of, like, party scenes and, like, teen movies, and that's about it. Because there's nothing of value. Like, you listen to it, there's nothing like
body rolling.
Oh God!
Did you see that?
Oh, I did see that. That was so weird.
That
like
was so
awkward.
Embarrassing.
That one white girl in the middle who couldn't even, like, roll correctly. Like slumping back and forth against the wall. Mess.
Oh,
I love it. I love it. I'm so glad Vine 2.0 is here.
And it really kind of is impressive about how much a song can get a boost from those videos. Like,
it's part of the industry now. It's like how they're marketing things now. Did you know that there was this, I read this article about this, like, 12-year-old who, like, dances to songs, and he gets paid $6 million a year because labels pay him to dance to these songs.
Is it the kid who does that?
Maybe. It's like
if
some
you
little,
can't see me, I'm trying to do the floss.
He's like a little chunky white kid. He is really cute, and his dances are really entertaining. But I'm just like, the fact that these labels are paying him to, like, dance to their song, I'm sick. I'm shaking.
That's, like, part of their promotional budgets now.
Yeah.
Send TikTok. This kid $6 million.
Or, like, Justin Bieber is targeting, like, Yummy is for TikTok. He created the song and that shitty dance at the end of the video to be on TikTok.
I didn't even know there was a shitty dance, but I believe it.
And you know, like, when he jumped, did you see the video? And he, like, jumps up on the table and he, like, moves awkwardly for, like, 45 seconds?
Did not see the video, but that tracks.
But he has Lyme disease, so we're not supposed to criticize him anymore.
Okay. Fuck that. No.
Okay, also, I thought, like, Lyme disease... I got really... Okay, because I was like... Okay, so I saw Justin Bieber posted on Instagram, and he was like, I'm this coming is why out I to look the like world, like, this is why everyone thinks I'm on drugs. I have Lyme disease. And I was like, oh, he's dying. Like, he's, like, sick. I looked up Lyme disease. It's, like, a curable disease that is, like... You can just do this and then go to the doctor and you're fine. And I was like, what?
I do think people struggle with it because I think Lindsay Lohan had it too, maybe. Or
is it like when, because yeah, they don't know like that they have it, I guess?
Yeah, it's one of those things that you don't know you had it. You just like, your life just gets shitty.
Deteriorates.
Yeah. And it's like you got, well, first of all, you got bit by a tick. So your life sucks enough because, ew. But I mean... Beyond that, I think it has, like, I don't know that there are any physical side effects that would make you look like you're on meth, except, like, being on meth. So I don't know that that's necessarily a great excuse. But, yeah, I mean, if he has Lyme disease, get well soon. You got all the money to do it, so.
Thoughts and prayers. I'm not a Christian, but thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and vibes.
Good vibes. Sending them your way, Justin. Get well soon.
Nothing but vibes.
But release a better song than Yummy, please. Thanks.
Yeah, it doesn't bode well for the album, but let's hope he can do something better than trend hopping on this one.
Ooh. Can he? I'm not optimistic. Roddy Ricch. Do you have anything else to say about Roddy Ricch?
Kudos. Keep up the good work.
Let's talk about Halsey. So Halsey's new album just came out.
Manic, which is Manic. Very... I mean, the title didn't do her any favors for those who view her as, like, the Tumblr girl still, but, I mean, it's a cute album.
I hated the title when I first heard it, and I still don't really like it, but I like the album a lot.
It just reminds me of when she called herself a tri-bi.
Yes.
Do you remember that? Okay, but okay. Biracial, bisexual, okay. Bipolar. And I am not laughing at her being bipolar. I am laughing at the fact that she made a point to be a proud tri-bi.
Okay, so the Halsey stans might come after you because allegedly it was the writer of the piece who, like, deemed her tri-bi or something. I'm not entirely sure because I don't care enough about this whole, like, controversy to, like, actually Google it and see who said tri-bi. But I think it's a hilarious title, and I still call it
her tri-bi. Yeah, congratulations to that writer because that is fucking hilarious.
He's like, I invented tri-bi. But, like, okay, so...
I can't look at it without thinking it.
But so, yeah, I went to the Manic the Experience in Los Angeles at Capitol Records, which was my first time in Capitol Records. It was crazy. I was so excited to go because it's, like, obviously it's an iconic building for any, like, music stands or, like, you know what it looks like. It's that, like, circle with a needle, you know? And, yeah, it was, like, so you walked in and there were, like, two rooms and they were, like, the left side of her brain and the right side of her brain. And you go inside this, like, weird, shiny... room, like, reflective surfaces, and there's, like, lights going off that are, like, red and blue and purple, and then you sit down on, like, white beanbags. Oh, that's
the bisexual side.
Ooh. And you sit down on beanbags and you listen to her album, and it's, like, an experience. I don't really get how, like, the left side and the right side really, like, because they were just playing the album full through, so, like, and it was in the same album in both sides. Like, I don't get why it was, like, the left side and right side. But it was really cool. It was cute. Pictures on my Instagram at Cornbread Says, and then, like, outside there was a ferret. She had a full, like, carnival setup, basically, like a Ferris wheel, a creepy white, like, carousel with weird horses that creaked, so it was a little scary, and, like, food.
That was the biracial side.
Yeah. and like a flower exhibit, and it was really cute. And then she performed. She came out and performed a few songs off her album. And this is the part that I was surprised about because, I mean, I kind of, especially nowadays, we know Halsey is like this big produced pop star. I feel like her biggest songs are Closer and Without
Without
Me.
Me, yeah.
Yeah. And that's obviously a very produced, like made for Apple Music kind of song. And she did the songs on the album, and even Without Me, she like stripped it back, and like it was more just like almost like acoustic. Well, not acoustic because she has like she's on a stage and there's a full setup, but it's like stripped back and a little bit more like raw. So like Without Me was slowed down, and she did like the bass never came in. Like it was interesting that she like is choosing like step back from these big prop
She went back to her
productions.
Tumblr roots.
I think it's really interesting, and I mean it's still very Tumblr girl. Like I can't look at Halsey and not think of that video of her in the mall
Yes, the mall video is
singing.
what she is in my brain.
But I think I'm unlearning the hate that Tumblr instilled in me,
Well, that's
because
beautiful.
it was like 2014 and like it was just like the hate Halsey train, and I was like, who is this bitch? Fuck her.
But also, I went back and listened to Closer for the first time in probably like 3 years because I just had to, like, there was like a Closer embargo in my brain. I could not. Like, don't bring it near me. I would break down if I heard it again. And it holds up.
It's not bad.
Like, it was a moment.
Was. That's what like it feels like. That's one of the songs that you listen to and it feels like it's 2015 again.
Yeah, exactly. And you just like are transported instantly, and it's like, you know, maybe that's good and maybe that's bad depending on who you are and what you did or who you
So I
date.
wouldn't just I wouldn't describe it as like timeless, but I think of it
That's a
as like,
stretch.
I don't think of it as timeless, but I think like, you listen to the song, it's not as bad as I remember it being.
I don't think I'll be showing it to my kids. But when I hear it will take me back to 2015 without fail.
I remember when I liked Closer. I remember the first time listening to it on Spotify, and I was like, oh, this is cute. And I added it to all my playlists, and then that summer happened.
And then now when you hear a bom 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 my vision goes red and I become a being of pure rage. But happens to the
But
best
she's
of us.
escaped it now. I also
Yeah.
just like, I. Is this controversial to say that I just want her to date a girl?
Well, I think she didn't she date Lauren from Fifth Harmony? Lauren
Is that
Waregi?
real? Is that real?
Did
Did
they
they?
just do that for the music video? 'Cause I'm gonna be
I thought it
heartbroken.
was. Did they have a music video? Did I miss that?
Yeah, they made that music video for
Strangers.
Strangers, yes. And it's an excellent song. That's actually probably my favorite Halsey song. And also 'cause I'm a Lauren Waregi stan, but yeah,
Oh,
they had
there's
a
a
video where they
video.
were like boxers and they were like beating each other up and it was like very lesbian and
Oh, I did see that.
lesbians are important to me.
Yes, we love lesbians.
Especially when they like are fighting.
Fighting?
Yeah. Maybe not especially, but it's fun.
I forgot about that song. Do you like anything on Manic?
I do. I like some of it, honestly. It was one of those albums where I listened to it and I kind of felt like I was it kind of felt intrusive at some points, where it kind of like felt like I was getting a little too much personal information about her, which is a good thing, like situationally, I think, depending on the artist and kind of the content. But sometimes it kind of made me a little uncomfy. But maybe that's a good thing. I mean, the singles I think are all great. because everything that she put out before the album's release, I was really into. Love Graveyard, even the country-ish ballad, You Should Be Sad, solid song. A couple of them made me cringe, like I Hate Everybody. Just like that title.
I like that one. Yeah, I feel like I've said that before, though. It's also very Tumblr girl.
Yeah.
Like, over, like, the picture of, like, an ocean and, like, written in that weird font. I hate
it. Just girly things.
Just girly things. Yeah.
But or, like, the one with Suga from BTS on it. That was cool.
Oh, that one's really cool, yeah.
Yeah, and the Alanis Morissette moment was cute. So, I think it's a solid album. I'd give it, like, a B+.
I was surprised by how much I liked it, because I really like the just, like, piano and guitar and singing. So I really like, Ashley, which is the first song on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really liked the last one, 929.
That's the one that really was, like, I should not be listening to this. This
yeah, it was really...
Like, it sounds like it was stolen from the voice memos on her phone.
That's what I like about it, though. It's so personal. That's what I like.
Ooh. Yeah, and I think situationally, that's a good thing.
Yeah. And then I really liked, I Hate Everybody, and I liked 3 AM, because it's relatable. And then there's that one, Forever, it's that one where it starts with, like, I was watering your plants made out of plastic or something, and I was
oh
like,
oh my god,
I
yeah. The Forever is a long time.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. I mean, Forever is a long time, so good job to her on recognizing that. Excellent work.
Do you think, what's your opinion on, okay, because she's coming off of Without Me, which is one of the biggest pop songs of 2019.
Yes.
And this is like
her first solo, like, number one.
The peak of her career, basically, is this album. And I think it was interesting that she chose to do this more like soft and like personal rather than these big, like, because, you know, like, I'm thinking about, like someone like Katy Perry, like, Teenage Dream, like, was this, like, anthemic giant album, and even, like, the girls are trying that, like, Camilla's trying to do that with her second album, and it's flopping. But I thought it was interesting that... I thought it was interesting that, like, instead of, like, this big, more, like, studio-involved kind of production and music, like, songs, that she's, like, going, like, dialing it down.
Yeah.
Is that, a weird...
I think she made that choice pretty... strategically too. I think that's kind of what pop music has turned more towards in the last few years. Like, if you look at the albums that get the, like, the acclaim and the awards, and, like, you know, the big pop star albums that have been, you know, really kind of critically lauded in the last several years, you've got, like, you know, your Lemonades and your Antis, and, like, really the albums where they kind of, like, you know, took the reins back and stripped it back and got kind of really personal on things. So I think, I think that, you know, she's more inclined to be that type of artist in the first place.
Yeah.
But I still would not expect, I wouldn't have expected an album of Without Means.
That's what I was expecting.
Well, I mean, even the songs she released before the actual album came out were pretty indicative of how it sounds now.
Yeah. Like, I do really like Clementine, but Clementine, I thought it was gonna be, like,
beautiful.
Cause Graveyard to me is like Without Me part two.
That's true.
And I really like Graveyard, and so I heard that one and I was like, okay, this is what this album's gonna be. It's gonna be like all these, like, because usually I feel like at the peak of their career they're trying to make the artists do songs that are gonna like smash, like Without Me, and I feel like, I think you're right, I think she's trying to go more for the critical acclaim than the big giant hits. But maybe it will be a hit, maybe she will, maybe 3 AM will be on the radio, I don't know.
I would be shocked.
I'm like, what else? What else would be? Because everything is so... I don't know.
I think maybe her singles BTS are probably song? Tapped out off of this, but...
Yeah. I didn't really like You Should Be Sad also. But I get it's it. Cute. Yeah, I get it, but it, like, it's not everything is for me.
My favorite line in that, I just think... I think this is the reason I like the song so much, where she's like, I'll never ever have a baby with you. That's my Halsey country accent, but I just thought that line was so funny, and it was, I was like, oh, I like this because of that.
Well, I like it less. Oh, God.
I mean, she has to be talking about, what, G-Eazy? Like, yeah, good thing you didn't have a baby with G-Eazy.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, he's probably got some good genes. He's tall. He has a nice nose.
He was on that episode of Catfish. That's how I know him.
G-Eazy got catfished?
No, he was on. He was like a host, like a co-host or something. Oh. So he was walking around with Nev.
I've actually never seen a full episode of Catfish through, but I see some really funny clips, like Fat Ass Kelly Price.
Yeah, never should have called me Fat Ass Kelly Price.
Well, all I know about G-Eazy is that he is featured on Tinashe's excellent track off of her Grammy-deserving album "Songs for You." Please go stream it. And it's called So Much Better, and then he says something about how he wants to fuck Tinashe for like 30 seconds.
Ew.
Yeah, that's his whole verse.
Well, now I'm interested. What's the song called?
It's called So Much Better.
Okay.
You didn't listen to Songs for You?
I listened to some of them.
Oh my, stop what the fuck you're doing. Hit pause now. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
I listened to enough. I liked it. It's fine. But I don't want to.
It's really
to.
The best album of 2019. It is. That's just true. You just need to go listen to it. Okay, I thought G-Eazy's only hit was with Halsey.
That song wasn't it.
I guess that was actually BB Rexha.
Oh, ew.
How do you actually say her name?
Rexha? I don't know.
It's actually Rexha?
That's how I always have said it.
That just feels so incorrect that I don't think I've ever actually said it properly. So I say Rexha to mask the fact that I actually don't know how to say it. Which is like clearly wrong, but
yeah, but it is Rexha. Sounds like you're like, wow. Yeah, making fun of it, which is like funny. All I think about when I hear BB Rexha now is like when she like went off on the people in that museum for not knowing her songs. Did you read that? When BB Rexha, she was like at the Hammer, she was performing in the Hammer Museum in Westwood in LA for like a small group of people for some like party or something. And she was like, sing along! And no one knew what the fuck she was singing. I think it was like to that awful so country song. Yeah. She started cursing them out. Let me find it. Oh, I have to find it. She lobs F-bombs at pre-Grammy event audience. Oh, girl.
Oh, God.
Sweetie! Not at a pre-Grammys party.
Yeah, what'd she say? Not doing you any favors.
She said... That song with Florida-Georgia Line. The crowd of music industry players didn't sing it back to her at the Hammer Museum. She went ballistic. The song was number one for 50 fucking weeks, she said, after telling her band to stop the performance. I worked too fucking hard for this shit, okay? Rexha then looked over to her mom and said, my mom is like, please calm down. I love you, mom. I'm calming down.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
She continued. I worked too hard for this moment. I'm from Staten Island, New York, and I'm standing on this stage right here, yelled 29-year-old Rexha, who co-wrote Eminem and Rihanna's Grammy-winning 2013 hit The Monster. That was such a random fact. You're going to sing the fucking words if you know the fucking song. She said you're going to sing the fucking words. Yikes. And then they just... Wow. A mess.
Yeah. I mean, I think at this point, she should just call it a day. I don't know a BB Rexha song, except the one with the country boys.
Yeah, that's the
which
one.
Which I wish I did not know.
I know. You know that one? You remember when, like, in 2014, when all the EDM girls were uncredited on other DJ songs? She was at...
Oh, yeah, she did...
Take Me Home.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so I do know a BB Rexha
song. And I randomly was obsessed with a song called, like, I Can't Stop Drinking About You. I wanna numb the pain. I can't stop drinking about you. No. It was bad.
No, I've never met them. I'm sorry to this song.
Well, enough of BB.
Yeah, I don't need to discuss any more BB Rexha. I think that's good. It's time for a little segment that we're calling the Spit Roast. And basically, it's exactly what it sounds like. There's one of us on either end, and we're looking for a volunteer to be... Just kidding. But this is just our chance to rant about whatever pissed us the fuck off in pop culture this week. And for me, it's one old-ass bitch named Marshall Mathers. Ever heard of him? Yeah, Eminem, for those who don't know. Eminem decided to put an album out this week. Did y'all know that? No? Yeah, me neither. And he took it upon himself. See, here's the thing. I respect Eminem for, like, what he has contributed. Mostly just the fact that I can't dislike him because he gave Rihanna 2 number ones. But, you know, he's talented or whatever, you know, cute little wordplay and all that. I just don't understand this 50-year-old man's need to push buttons like a fucking 13-year-old 4chan subscriber who wants to, you know, rile people up just for the sake of doing it. Anyways, I should tell you why I'm so upset.
Yeah, what's going on?
one of the lyrics on Eminem's album that was surprise dropped this week includes a reference to Ariana Grande's Manchester bombing.
Oh no.
At her tour.
Oh no. Incredibly, I'm so disrespectful. Scared.
The exact lyric is on the track Unaccommodating, and he says the lyric, "But I'm contemplating yelling bombs away on the game like I'm outside of an Ariana Grande concert waiting." And it's just like,
ew.
Right? This man has proved to us time and time again that he's trash. Like, this is not news that Eminem is a shitty person. I don't think anyone's shocked that he said it. I just don't understand why he keeps doing it. And at his big age, fucking, how old is he? 47 years old? Been in this industry for, you know, at least half of that, and still feels the need to try to push people's buttons to get press on this new trash ass album. Nobody's gonna buy it anyway, so, or the boys who are, like, maybe they're entertained by this, the little Reddit
community. Yeah, exactly. Those are exactly his fans. He has so many crazed fans, and he is probably gonna go number one. They love his awful shit.
Well,
that's fucking gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting. So this is for Eminem, you fucking big ass, nasty smelling Oompa Loompa ass bitch. We're sick of your bullshit. Take it somewhere else. And there's, to make light of an event like that, especially in today's climate, is just something that really, really, I have zero respect for you. Like, I can't pretend to respect your artistry. I can't, you know, try to say, but it's about the music and it's not about the line or that specific reference. It's about the overall mess. Like, the overall message is shit.
Yeah.
Nothing you do is good. You're washed up. You are attention seeking and just looking to exploit the trauma of thousands of people, because everyone at that concert, Ariana included, probably, you know, can't view concerts the same way ever again. 23 fucking people died.
Yeah.
And I mean, forgive me if I think that's something that your grown ass should not be fucking around with.
Yeah.
Just grow up, bitch. Yeah. It's about time. We're sick of it.
Yeah.
And that is what I have to say on that.
In the words of Raven, she shit, her outfit is shit, her makeup is shit.
She shit.
Yeah, it's fucking gross.
But I would never fucking say that.
I think that, like, that Eminem turning point for me was like, because I used to really like a lot of his songs, especially like in middle school, and even some in high school, and I was like, okay. And then around like early college, I like re-listened to the songs, and I realized like a lot of them were about like domestic abuse.
Right.
And I was like, singing
you built
these...
a career off of making songs about beating your fucking
yeah,
wife.
And that's when I was like, wait, what the fuck? Like, that's really. Once I realized that, it was like over. It was like, this is done. Eminem is. I don't even bother with him. I didn't even know he released an album this week.
Right, and to be 47 fucking
still
years
talking
old.
About like this kind of violence, especially. Ugh. Yeah, that's
like, just
disgusting.
Just pack it up, put it away.
Gross.
Catch the next train to hell.
Gross. Did you get it out?
Ha!
If you get it out, are
yes.
you feeling better?
Thank you. Slightly.
Oh, what's my? Who am I roasting? Let's see. I don't know if it's. Is it a roast or is it just like a communal laugh?
Follow your heart.
At Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. begging their fans to buy their music. Did you see that Justin Bieber put up like a full instruction manual on like
oh,
streaming?
Oh
yeah,
like the manual for how to game
yeah.
Spotify to get him to number
yeah,
one.
Yeah, he was like on Instagram. He was like, "Stop what you're doing right now. Go play Yummy in the background while you're watching this video of me talking." Like, crazed. Just like asking like his fans to like sleep with Yummy playing on a low volume. Like it's crazy.
And the thing is also that sends me about that whole story is that Justin Bieber was quoted as saying, number two is for losers.
Yep.
And guess where he debuted, bitch?
Yep. Number two, where he deserved. And dropping. And he also debuted number two with that other song, that Ed Sheeran song. I don't care. Because it lost to...
God bless him.
Lost to Old Town Road. So he's been number two twice.
I mean, that was a self-fulfilling prophecy because I didn't care
yep.
either.
I see what you did there. And then Selena Gomez, not as desperately, but...
In fact, she kind of seems like she's just like, I'm not going to be number one. I don't care about that. Thanks, guys. She's like trying to use reverse psychology.
She...
So the Selenators... I can't figure out how to say that.
If you know how to say Selenator?
what are they called?
Selenators. If you know how
it's
to
hard.
Say that, please DM us your voice memos
yeah,
on
please.
Instagram. At OnlyStansPod. How do you say Selenators?
Selena told
us. How do you say it personally? We'll do a poll.
Let's get your insight. Sound off.
But she's telling her, she's also, there's videos of her like telling her fans to like buy as many albums as possible and her friends. Would she say, am I kind of desperate for doing this? She laughs. I don't care because this album is so rare. Because it's called Rare.
Oh, girl.
Oh, and then later that day she said, it's not about numbers for me, but I would love the most important album I've ever released to become number one. Is this allowed? Should this be allowed?
Yeah. I think it's just a little embarrassing. Like, it just has to, like, Selena Gomez is not, you know, an unheard of name. Like, she's a household
yeah.
name. And she's had a couple cute hits, you know, like, what's the lead single called?
Lucy to Love Me.
Yeah. That she so sadly attempted and failed to sing live.
I really like that song too, and now
I liked it too, and it debuted at number one.
Yeah.
So we weren't alone.
But that AMA's performance is all I can hear now when I listen to it.
Exactly. And it's like my thing is, if you know you can't, just like know your own abilities.
Yes.
You know, Because we would not have been mad at her for using a backing track and killing some choreography.
Yes.
But the fact that she did neither, I have to laugh.
And she opened the show. Girl, she shouldn't have left that. Like, if you're a nervous-ass bitch, and you know that you're a nervous-ass bitch, why would you open a show with live vocals that you can't sing? Like, if I knew that I was a nervous-ass bitch.
And if you're the producer of that show,
yeah,
why do you have her opening and there your was show?
There's, like, a possibility I'm messing up. I'd be like, put that vocal track on. At least I could just lip-sync the whole thing. What are y'all going to do about it, fans? Blocked. Fight me. No, she fucked up.
Selena Torres.
She fucked up. And I love her. I really like the album, also. This is all coming from love, because I like her, and I like the album.
The album's super solid.
But yeah, the desperation is not cute from either of them. And Roddy Ricch, he said, he tweeted Stream Yelling by Justin Bieber. Did you see that?
Yeah, I love that.
Still number one. Still beat him.
That's why it's like smug. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I still got these hoes.
Embarrassing. Embarrassing. But I love it. And that's my spit roast. More of a spit jab. Spit poke.
Spit jab.
Spit light summer.
Okay. Spit sear.
Quick sear on the stovetop, then put it in the oven. Deep Finish side. It off in the oven.
Well, that's our show. Like Taylor said, you can follow us on our socials at OnlyStansPod. I'm Lion Roared. That's Cornbread Says.
Yes.
New episodes every Tuesday.
Yes.
And like, if there's something you want to hear or something you think we should know, send that shit to us. And I guarantee, I don't guarantee, but I will consider thinking about it.
Yeah, I will look at it and say, probably not.
I might not even,
but maybe.
Yeah, I might not even look, to be honest.
I'll look.
We'll see.
But I'm going to look at all of them. And if it's a good idea, I might actually respond to you. So only the best ideas. Or questions. Or if you know how to pronounce Celine... Selenators.
Selena Torres.
If you know how to pronounce it, I want to hear the pronunciations.
Yeah, so this goes out to all of our three listeners. Please let us know your thoughts.
And share and follow and subscribe on all your streaming. Yes, we are doing that desperate Justin Bieber thing, but we are not Justin Bieber. We don't have the platform, you know? So
like, we have several less millions of dollars.
Yes, like, subscribe. I don't know if you like and subscribe on podcasts, but do it anyway. Leave us only good. If you liked it, leave us a good rating. If you didn't, please listen anyway. Play it throughout the night, like while you're sleeping on a really low volume. stay cool. Stay cute.
And send your hate mail.
Oh, we love hate mail. We'll read it out loud. Drag me, please.
I will
please.
Definitely read hate mail out.
Yes.
Loud.
Unless it's homophobic. Like, be, like, cute and, like, original. Like, especially no, like, I don't want to get, like, a fag email. But, like, if you say fag in, like, a cute way, then yes, absolutely.
And that's the show.